explaining to them the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service, and they may go back to home, back to Godhead, become liberated from the ground of earth and death in this material world.
In the Bhagavad, how do you say? How to help them?
First, we give them the Shiva Shiva. First, we give them the Mahamantra.
Mahamantra, one may not accept.
And we have to find the ways and the means by which we can make pure devotional service attractive to each living entity according to
the necessity. Why they accept your proposal? Chant Hari. I will make them feeling, yes, it is necessary. That is what. Otherwise, anyone will say some proposition, he do this, so why they accept it? Unless he feels that requires pleasure. If we say something dogmatic, why they will accept? You say that you chant Hare Krishna, he will say, I have no interest.
You tell them
they are eternal spiritual soul. You tell them they are eternal spiritual world.
Eternal spiritual world.
That you have to convey. That you are eternal, but you are falsely engaged in temporary business. That you have to
We have to give them knowledge. Knowledge consists of telling them what is the field, who is the knower of the field, and the supernova of the field. Once they get knowledge, knowledge is a preliminary step to executing devotional service. Once they have knowledge, then they will be able to execute devotional service. And Rupa Goswami says that one who executes devotional service in knowledge, he increases his knowledge. Therefore, the first thing is we should give them knowledge, and knowledge means to understand his body, the owner of the body, and the supreme owner of the body, Krishna. Prushan prakti kim jayava, shetram shetravna evaja. Etad vidhum jani, yang neyam, what is the field? What is the Purusha? The enjoyer? What is Prakriti? Nature? What is the Kshetra? The field? What is Kshetra? The know of the field? What is knowledge? And what is the end of knowledge? These things are Vishnu. Then Krishna answers him. He says, the Idam Sriram Kuntira. My dear Kunti, Sriram, this body, Kshetra, Kshetra,
my dear
Kunti, my dear Sarsa, Kshetra, iti, abhidhiyare, that this body is known as the field. Kshetra, iti, abhidhiyare. Etar, yo vektitam prabhu, Kshetra, iti, tadvidhiyare, that this body is known as the field, and one who knows this field, he is the knower, he is the knower of the field, he is the knower of the body.
Up to express, everyone is acting. How is acting on the field? That is to be expressed.
Yeah.
Field of activities. In English, it is called field of activities. But the field of activities is this body. according to the body, one begins just like one born in the dog body. So, the dog, cat, they, from the very beginning, they are searching after a master. They are seen small.
So,
they follow some gentleman. And because at that time, it is good looking, somebody takes charge. All right, let me take this puff. And the children also like, so he gets some center. So, similarly, according to different body, the activities begin. Therefore, the body is the field of activity. A snake, because he has got the field of activity in the snake body, from the very beginning, he is very, very envious. The same, trying to bite others. This way, our activities begin according to the body. And this change of body takes place in the lower animal life automatically by nature's law. But when he comes to the form of a human being, on account of developed consciousness, he has got a response. He has to make his choice. He is suffering in this material world, changing different types of bodies one after another. And the propensity to lord it over the material world is going. Now, he has to change the consciousness, whether he wants to continue this propensity for lording over the material world, or he wants to surrender to Krishna. This choice has to be made by the human being. If he takes his choice, after getting good education from the right source, that I am going on in a wrong way by the desire to lord it over the material nature, my eternal servant of Krishna, therefore I must surrender now. Bhavanam janmanam de kyanavan mahantu. This is wisdom. And if we do not get this wisdom, simply like animals, we continue to lord it over to material nature by acquiring money. Dharma artha kama. Then we are spoiling all that. People are trying to become religious. For being promoted to high standard of life, economic development, big scheme, plans, although met in the larger city, buildings, roads, cars, sweater house, scientific, how to cut throat very scientifically. These plans are going. And some of them are trying to be religious, to go to the heavens because he has heard. And it's a fact also that heavenly planet, the standard of living, is more opulent, hundreds and thousands times. The 16 diamonds, is 100,000 times better. So, by so far, this is your strong son, that the pious says. Then he is the same as the satisfied. And the dog is also anxious to satisfy his sunset. As soon as he finds a female dog, he wants to make friendship with her and absence. All these things normal. Similarly, the demigods, they are also doing the same business in a different standard only. Business is the same. Aharam is Dravayamani. Now, if one wants to continue this business, then he'll continue this material body. And if he wants to stop this business, come to his original position, then he makes real progress. But nobody is interested in advancement of spiritual life. Generally, they take to religiosity for material happiness, atta-bhakti, and distress, and no money. Or I am suffering from some disease, he'll find all this. So all of them go to this sadhu only for this purpose. So I am suffering from some disease. So without going to the doctor and saving so much money, let me pay 100 rupees to the sadhu and he'll give me his blessing. I will say thousands of rupees for curing the disease. For this purpose, they go to sadhu. Nobody goes to sadhu for going back to home, back to God. It is only we are proposing. Otherwise, the so-called yogis, sadhus, sannyasis, they are making good luck business simply by promising that you get this material. My yogi, he says that, what is this? Philosophy?
He says that if you renounce now, you can enjoy later. But if you take some austerity now by meditation and abstaining from certain things, that later on you can enjoy sex like unlimitedly, have clear intelligence unlimitedly, and ultimately become rich.
My yogi, TN. Transcendental meditation. But I don't think this is that if you undergo austerities
now. Well, that was in the beginning they were saying. He said
oh, now he has changed.
Now he changed because he was too attractive.
It is business.
Yes. Rajneesh also
said
that. Rajneesh, same philosophy. That you
but we do not know. But see, Vibhu Sartha Bhatim Himishma. These rascals do not know what is the actual same applies. They are in the groups of ordinary men and they are doing some business as somebody does business by opening sweetmeat shop. So they have opened this transcendental tea and shop. That's all. Cheating. Cheating. All of them are going on cheating. Nobody knows. The real interest is to go back to home, back to home. Nobody knows. Ask any so far, sadhu, yogi, sami, they do not know. They read Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. Just Bhaktyana Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramam. What do they understand? Taktadi Ham Punarjanma. They do not believe on these things. Therefore, they say, Swami Chinmananda says that what is necessary, we shall accept. Other slokas, we shall reject. This is it. This is just a philosophy. as if Krishna has said something superfluous. They say that. And the other day some gentleman said that it is fictitious writing. He was present. Why not silent? Krishna is not silent. Krishna is speaking. Why using the silence? When I challenged him like this, he said, he could not answer. He didn't matter. So many things they are doing. If they are challenged, they cannot answer. You are present? I told. Why silence? Krishna is not silent. He says continually, Bhagavan Vasa. Page after page, and he said, why is he silent? He gave me information that Ramana Maharshi was silent, and anyone would go to him, he would remain silent, and the message will be transferred.
Rajneesh said the same thing.
Huh?
Rajneesh, he said, Krishna and Arjuna did not speak. Krishna simply looked at Arjuna, and Arjuna understood. But in order for Dhritarashtra to understand, because he was blind, Sanjaya is speaking and he is explaining everything. And Vyasadeva is written down with Sanjaya explaining. This is, that is what Rajneesh said. But why did Sanjaya say that? Why did Vyasadeva?
No. Sanjaya heard, then he said.
Yes.
So then Krishna is speaking. Otherwise, how he heard? This nonsense is everywhere. It's very difficult for you. So many rascals. And we have to push on our movement through so many obstacles. And still we are going on, that is Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we are simply meeting with obstacles. What can we do? We have to go forward. I'm reading somebody else. Same way, impersonalism, bogus thought, and no clear idea.
One man came to Calcutta Temple and he insisted Krishna was impersonal. He had no form, that he was ultimately just the Brahma. I said, that Krishna says in the Gita, Brahmano hi pratistaham. He says, that aham means the Brahman. I said, well, if that aham means the Brahman, why is Krishna being redundant and saying that the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman? Brahmano hi pratistaham. He just says, Brahman is subordinate to aham, me. So if aham means Brahman, then why is Krishna saying the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman?
These aspects are said. No clear understanding and that samis, yogis, and avatar is very dangerous. We have to deal with all aspects and poles. And they have made some position. Of course, that position is nothing. Big thing, even Mr. Nanda is also a big thing on these ideas. This dish is a sunyavadi. Still, we cannot change our position. We must go with our conviction. And that is real. Real. So, we can keep them.